The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and today I'm flying solo. Dr. Slavin is not able to join me this morning, but for the next hour, I have a very nice array of different subjects to discuss. Always those subjects are focused on supporting your good health. Very, very important information that you're not necessarily going to receive from mainstream media. So here we are on WNN 1470 AM, and you're going to get the kind of information you need to support overall good health. Lots of different perspectives, you know. It isn't just take your vitamins. It isn't just, oh, choose a healthy diet, eat your fruits and vegetables. That fruits and vegetables phrase is the one that I object to. And you say, hey, what's so wrong with eating your fruits and vegetables? Well, the saying should go, and the thing on our lips, very, very easily spoken, should be eat your vegetables and your vegetables and your raw vegetables and your cooked vegetables and your vegetables and soup. And every once in a while, when you want a treat, have some fruit, have some very nice berries. Lots of different choices out there. And I talk to people very often, and this is kind of a winding road to get to the subject that I really want to talk about. I talk to people all the time about a certain group of vegetables known as goitrogens. You have no idea. You cannot imagine how many people I speak to every morning. They are putting spinach and kale into their smoothies. And I kind of point the finger of blame at Nutribullet, because pretty much every one of their Nutribullet recipes for good health include spinach and kale. So I talk to people about being very, very careful with spinach, kale, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts. So that group of vegetables, there's a longer list, but those are the ones that tend to be most commonly abused or overeaten. And those vegetables suppress your thyroid. Now, I tell people you don't have to avoid them. You just need to be careful with them. And they say to me, okay, well, what does careful mean? Well, small servings, not very, very large or multiple hands full of kale and spinach, not a whole head of broccoli. What you need to know is small servings, and don't have this group of vegetables every single day. And invariably, the response is, oh, I eat those all the time. I love those. What am I going to eat? What else is there? And the truth of the matter is, there are so many other vegetables to choose from. And very often in the discussion, if I were to mention carrots, people say, oh, they're so full of sugar. Well, the carrots are also full of a lot of different minerals and full of fiber. So the sugar content in the carrots may be very, very slowly introduced into your bloodstream. Not a problem. And so I'm starting this discussion with not the phrase eat your fruits and vegetables, but eat so many vegetables cooked and raw and from a wide array of choices. There are so many other vegetables outside of that goitrogen category. So very, very helpful to support your thyroid by minimizing your intake of those goitrogen vegetables. Well, what does reducing the efficiency of how your thyroid works have to do with where I'm going? And where I'm going has to do with cholesterol. When your thyroid does not work very well, one of the situations that tends to occur in your body is your cholesterol level will go up. And does the conversation with your primary care physician ever include, well, before I give you a cholesterol-lowering drug, let's take a look at your diet. Oh, let's take a look at how well your thyroid works. And taking a look, in my opinion, goes far beyond evaluating TSH, even evaluating T3 and T4. You really need to go into reverse T3, reverse T4, free T3, T3 uptake, and thyroid antibodies. So is there something that your body is producing that is actually warring with your thyroid? And if it turns out that your thyroid dysfunction is behind the elevated cholesterol level, one of the roundabout situations that may be occurring here is you're eating too many of those goitrogenic vegetables. And so here's something where a good food choice, those spinach, kale, broccoli, cauliflower, all of those, a good food choice is actually creating a problem, and that problem signals your doctor that he needs to write a prescription to lower your cholesterol. Well, cholesterol is one of my targets, so to speak, that Americans have been totally misguided with regard to how to properly manage cholesterol. And it is not with a statin drug. There are so many different approaches that you can use to minimize cholesterol imbalances. And that's the issue. Imbalances in different ratios, the ratio of total cholesterol to HDL, the HDL-LDL ratio, those are the areas where you need to focus your activity, focus your concern, focus the efforts to change your diet, possibly change your nutrient supplement list. This is really, really interesting. The United States Dietary Guidelines Advisory Council has just come out with a statement. And that statement is, we are no longer listing cholesterol as a nutrient of concern. Ooh. So what is that's kind of like doublespeak almost, because people are going to say, well, what do you mean nutrient of concern? I thought it was something in my body that we were measuring. Well, here's the interpretation I take of this. You don't need to worry about foods that have cholesterol content. And the first thing that comes to my mind, egg yolks. For years, I've been telling people, don't eat just the egg whites. If you want intense protein intake, you might have several more egg whites than egg yolks, but please take in some of the egg yolks. Why are they so important? High sulfur content, Sulfur content for your immune system, critically important as a support to your immune function, critically important as a contributing factor to overall good health. So the sulfur content in the yolk of the egg and the lecithin content in the yolk of the egg, those are fat emulsifiers. So here's the nutrient source, the egg yolk, for cholesterol. Shrimp have high cholesterol. There are different seafoods that are going to have high cholesterol content. Well, the U.S. Dietary Guidelines Advisory Council is saying cholesterol is no longer a nutrient of concern. Why are they saying that? Well, eating cholesterol content foods has very little impact on the level of cholesterol circulating in your body. The information about this cholesterol goes on to say, your body cannot function without cholesterol. And that statement is Dr. Julian Whitaker. And for those people who may not necessarily be familiar with that name, Dr. Julian Whitaker runs a wellness clinic in Southern California where he provides all of the very, very forward-thinking tests as well as the forward-thinking therapies to support good health, not to treat disease, but to support good health. And what do you hear on Natural Doc Radio all the time? Let's not wait until the disease develops. Let's test and keep things in balance. Keep your body very well nourished, very well supported, and prevent the development of disease. So he's saying, Dr. Julian Whitaker is saying, your body cannot function without cholesterol. Does that sound like an advisory to use a cholesterol-lowering drug? Not so much. So Dr. Julian Whitaker has a newsletter, Health and Healing, and that's where he was talking about the necessary presence of cholesterol in order for a wide array of body functions. What's important? Well, critically important is the HDL-LDL ratio. That important content of cholesterol is in every cell of your body. When you need to make sure that your hormones are balanced, and how many times do we go through different stages in life where imbalanced hormones create problems? Imbalanced hormones most widely recognized as the source of very discomforting symptoms for women going through menopause. My opinion is so many times cholesterol might be a factor in the development of memory loss, dementia, even the beginnings of Alzheimer's disease. Now, there isn't a whole lot of research that is telling us absolutely this is how Alzheimer's disease develops, but we do know that your brain is fatty tissue and the cholesterol is part of the picture with regard to dementia. And so very critically important to be supporting your cholesterol levels in the proper range, and that proper range is pretty much identified by the total cholesterol HDL ratio. So very important to understand HDL-LDL ratios as part of supporting your overall good health. And when we come back, I'll talk about some of the ways that you can boost your HDL and lower your LDL cholesterol. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, and I'll be right back after these messages.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. If you're in search of the fountain of youth, if you're trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy, there are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through my counseling sessions, I work with clients and manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. I can help you maintain optimal health that will keep you looking and feeling young again. I provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. So schedule your appointment today, JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait, your clock is ticking. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. And to start off the show today, I'm talking about the importance of cholesterol in regard to your overall health and well-being. And so I was talking about the importance of the HDL ratio, key component in every cell of your body. Why would you want to decrease those substances if they're so critically important for your health and well-being? Hormones cannot function without cholesterol. And keep in mind that insulin is a hormone. So we're not just talking about estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, DHEA. What we're talking about is insulin as well. So the insulin is your body's capacity or body's functional substance to actually regulate blood sugar. So it is possible that in dysregulating your cholesterol level, you potentially dysregulate insulin levels and ultimately upset the balance of blood sugar. Crucial. I mean, so important. We are dealing with an absolute epidemic of diabetes, elevated A1C levels, which is a measure of your blood sugar fluctuations over the prior 3 months. We are dealing with a true epidemic of obesity. And people come to me all the time. What's the number one request that they have? I want to lose weight. And very often, they're on a list of medications, some of the medications very much associated with a dysregulation in metabolism, an imbalance that occurs with cholesterol levels and blood sugar levels. And one of the most important aspects of this whole discussion that Dr. Slavin usually pinpoints in our radio broadcasts has to do with fasting insulin levels, and that we as Americans so overconsume starchy foods that our fasting insulin levels are always high. Now, typically, the insulin would rise in response to some processed, starchy, or sugar food. And the truth of the matter is, after that's digested and you are consuming other things that are not going to require the release of insulin, then those things, you allow your insulin to come back down. When your fasting insulin remains high, those insulin receptors on the cells just are overworked and no longer function efficiently to allow insulin, the hormone, to drive the glucose found in your blood into the cell to be burned as fuel for the cell. Well, you need to understand that if you are taking a cholesterol-lowering drug, if you are taking some cholesterol-lowering substance that's focused only on reducing blood levels of cholesterol, then you may be contributing to a dysregulation of insulin function, okay? Because if you're taking something that is reducing cholesterol, that's interfering with your hormones, and that's interfering with the ability of your body to regulate blood sugar with insulin. So, in addition, what else do you need cholesterol for? You need cholesterol to manufacture bile. How many people are out there dealing with GI discomfort? How many people out there are dealing with some sort of digestive problem that is most uncomfortable? Pain in your back, pain on your mid abdominal right side where your liver is located. The pain in your back generally is signaling gallbladder issues, gallbladder spasms, problem with digesting fat. So you need cholesterol in order to manufacture the bile that allows you to digest and properly absorb fat. So again, here we go looking at this weight loss situation. A contributing factor may very well be the interference of substances that are meant to lower overall cholesterol. Cholesterol is necessary to not only metabolize, absorb, cholesterol is necessarily for the function of fat-soluble vitamins. Fat soluble D. Do you know how many people are deficient in vitamin D? The number is pretty high. So vitamin D, crucially important for how your liver is going to function, how your immune system's going to function, how your bone strength is able to be maintained. D is part of that overall beneficial cycle. Fat-soluble vitamin E. E, crucially important for balancing hormones and preventing hormonally based problems. E, crucially important for maintaining fertility. Crucially important for supporting other hormones like progesterone, estrogen, testosterone. Very important for heart health. Now, there's been a lot of kind of disagreement, I'm going to say, in the media that E really has not stood up to the tests that have been organized to evaluate the function of vitamin E and heart health. But the truth is there are literally hundreds of thousands of studies on vitamin E and the importance of vitamin E in heart health, circulation, reducing inflammation, and immune function. So once again, if you're lowering your cholesterol with a natural substance, a pharmaceutical, very often you are also lowering the presence of incredibly important vitamins circulating within your body. Vitamin A. Very important for lung health. What's one of the leading causes of death here in the United States? Lung cancer. And we do know that the contributing factor to that high incidence of lung cancers certainly can be traced back to smoking, but very important to understand that vitamin A is part of a protective cycle for lung tissue. So overall immune function, you want to support your body so that you are not necessarily vulnerable to whatever bacterial infection may be making the rounds, whatever virus is circulating out there. Vitamin A going to be supportive of your immune function. So think about vitamin A, vitamin D, the sulfur in the egg yolk. All of those things you have been warned against by the mainstream medical community, all of those things critically important with regard to how your immune system functions, how your hormones function, and your brain, your digestive system, that whole profile. The other fat-soluble vitamin that I haven't mentioned yet, vitamin K. And so very often, if I were to be discussing vitamin K with clients that I work with, they'd say, well, I'm very concerned about circulation, the possibility of vitamin K creating blood clots. And the truth of the matter is, vitamin K, a range of very important functions within your body. Bone density. There is a specific form of vitamin K that allows your body to break down calcifications that have accumulated on soft tissue and drive that vitamin K into the long, or drive the calcium rather, into the long bones. So you think about all those arthritis sufferers out there. Might they think about vitamin K being critically important? Maybe you're among those people who have been told that you can't consume any of the vegetables that would tend to be high in vitamin K because that vitamin K content in the green vegetables, and I'm thinking about things like spinach and kale and broccoli, and that the vitamin K in those vegetables might interfere with blood thinning pharmaceutical function. So what we need to be able to do is identify the form of vitamin K that is not going to be contributing to thickening of the blood. If you're using vitamin E, then the flow of blood through your blood vessels is very easy, vitamin E being associated with a benefit to circulation and minimizing inflammation throughout your body. Keeping in mind that inflammation is one of the stressors that leads to a variety of different problem situations, arthritis, circulatory problems, so oxidized LDL. The vitamin E is going to be helpful in preventing that oxidation. So there you see D, E, A, and K, crucially important to have healthy function in so many different areas of your body, and that using a cholesterol-lowering substance might very well interfere with how well those vitamins are able to do their job. When I come back from this break, one of the things that we're going to talk about is how cholesterol-lowering substances are interfering with coenzyme Q10 and why that's so important. Then talk a little bit about some of the substances that are able to raise the HDL and exactly what is the function of the HDL and what are the things that are going to be helpful at lowering your LDL. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, and I'll be right back after these messages.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean,
comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute, services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Just a reminder that Natural Doc Radio is brought to you by Advanced Medical Testing Centers. An Advanced Medical Testing Center provides an opportunity for patients visiting this blood draw location to access tests that are not readily available in other areas. So if you're interested in finding out what your genetic risk is for developing different diseases, you can visit the professionals at Advanced Medical Testing Center. If you're interested in finding out your genetic predisposition to having successful results with a pharmaceutical, your genetic requirement for a nutrient, those tests are available at Advanced Medical Testing Center. Some of the other tests that you may find very, very helpful, your risk of developing colon cancer. Very, very important test, very easily accessed, and you don't necessarily have to. It would point to you your need for further investigation. And further investigation, in my opinion, would include occult blood testing as well as colonoscopy. So Advanced Medical Testing Center has the capacity to give you your risk of osteopenia, osteoporosis without exposing you to radiation. A wide range of different heads-up kind of testing, giving you information of the potential for a disease state to develop. The number to call to reach Advanced Medical Testing Center, 754-216-2332. Another reminder, very, very important, I have a line of products, and the entire profile of the products has the focus of reducing inflammation. Inflammation is a stress to your body systems. And when you reduce the potential for developing inflammation, you reduce the potential damage to a lot of different systems and functions of your body. Janna Juice, 2 capsules a day, give you a broad array, that interactive synergistic benefit of all of the superfruits, things like acai, goji, mangosteen, and very, very supportive of your antioxidant status, very supportive of minimizing inflammation. Now, what goes beautifully with that? A digestive enzyme. You have Janagest. Janagest is a very, very highly functional, middle-of-the-road digestive enzyme. I say middle of the road because it's appropriate for most people to take. It is not too strong. Some of the digestive enzymes might create some digestive discomfort. Janagest, very, very helpful for supporting absorption of all of the nutrients that we talk about here on Natural Doc Radio. Janagest, very effective at supporting the enzymes and acids necessary to properly break down carbohydrates, proteins, fats, fibers, and keep your digestive system functioning at a very, very high level. And in addition, there is Janabiotic. Janabiotic has all of the beneficial probiotic substances, and there's information available about how each one of those probiotic substances actually acts within your lower digestive tract to enhance the colonization of high quality pro-beneficial bacteria, bacteria that allow you to properly absorb fats, properly absorb the fat-soluble nutrients like the D, E, A, and K that I just reviewed, the fat-soluble nutrients that might be a bit of a challenge for your digestive tract if you're using cholesterol-lowering substances. You're going to break down all of the different components of your daily diet and utilize those nutrients. Janabomb, one of the best. It's the bomb. Janabomb is meant for keeping your lips very, very soft and healthy, moisturizing lips, preventing chapped lips. But what I tell people all the time, you can put it on a rash. It will reduce the rash. You can put it on an insect bite. It will reduce the inflammation, reduce the itchiness. So Janabomb, very, very helpful for so many different applications. And it's all organic. And it tastes absolutely wonderful, feels fabulous on your lips, and has a really refreshing scent. So that's the list of the Jana products, Janet's best formulas. Okay, before the break, I told you we were going to come back and talk about coenzyme Q10. Well, when you're using cholesterol-lowering drugs, any of the pharmaceuticals, you can very well find that the level of coenzyme Q10, if you were to test it, and unfortunately far too many doctors are not testing the blood levels of coenzyme Q10. So what you need to know is that function of your liver producing coenzyme Q10 is interfered with cholesterol-lowering drugs, so you must take coenzyme Q10. Now, if you're not absorbing certain nutrients, and I'm thinking about the minerals, magnesium and calcium, keeping those in proper ratio, if you're not absorbing them because your digestion has been interfered with, it is very important to support the presence of coenzyme Q10. CoQ10 is everywhere in your body, every cell in your body. But if you're feeling kind of creaky, maybe your joints are a little stiff and inflexible, and you're taking a pharmaceutical to lower cholesterol, you might be dealing with a typical side effect associated with cholesterol-lowering medication. And that, in addition to that breakdown of muscle tissue, you most likely don't have sufficient levels of coenzyme Q10 circulating in your body. Now, I said the CoQ10 was found throughout your body, but the highest concentrations of CoQ10 are in your heart. So when you have sufficient levels of coenzyme Q10 in your cells, those cells are highly functional. When the level of CoQ10 starts to be depleted, then the optimized function of the cell decreases. So you get a cell that's functioning, but not that great. Then, when the CoQ10 levels drop even more, the cell stops functioning. It's still alive, but it stops functioning. When the coenzyme Q10 levels drop even more, the cell dies. So you have a potential for cellular die-off, cell die-off in your heart, if your coenzyme Q10 levels are suppressed. Okay, so what are you going to do? Well, if your muscles are achy and creaky and you're on a pharmaceutical, if your energy is low, if your thought process is a little slow, take some CoQ10. Now, you want a very, very helpful, supported coenzyme Q10 level that's functioning extremely efficiently in your body, specifically in your heart and your brain, you might consider ubiquinol. There's ubiquinone, the originally available form of coenzyme Q10, and for most people that's sufficient. You want to take 1 milligram of CoQ10 per pound of body weight. If you take a little extra, it's not going to hurt you, it's going to help you. For people who are already experiencing foggy thinking, really low energy, consider ubiquinol. You will get a burst of energy. You will get stamina. It won't necessarily feel like over-consuming caffeine. It will feel like you have the energy to keep you going from start to finish all day long to do whatever you want to accomplish for that day. Why am I talking about foggy thinking when everybody knows it's really important for your heart? Well, foggy thinking is your brain. What does CoQ10 do? Enhances blood and tissue oxygen levels. Now, you have to walk a very, very fine line with the antioxidant nutrients that prevent oxidation of different areas that would then contribute to inflammation of those areas of your body. But what you want to do is maintain a steady and health-supporting level of oxygen, because that's what your brain likes. And remember how I said that cholesterol is involved with the hormones, and one of the hormones, insulin, regulates blood sugar. What does your brain want? Your brain wants a steady, even supply of oxygen to maintain optimized function, and it wants a very steady, efficiently delivered supply of glucose. Glucose and oxygen, they're the fuels for your brain. I hear music, and so it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Dr. Slavin will be back with us on Wednesday, and I'll be right back after these messages. Current medical treatment addresses problems and symptoms when your ship of health has gone aground, hit the shoals of disease, so to speak. Now, advanced medical testing helps to guide you through the stormy seas of disease. The information from high-tech lab tests such as Doctor's Data, Spectracell, Cleveland Heart Lab, Access, Health Diagnostics Laboratory, and Genova. These advanced tests assist you and your doctor to navigate the treacherous waters of disease development. Call 754-216-2332 to find out more, or visit amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com and tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., right here on this station.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and we're talking about the importance of your nutrition status as it relates to cholesterol. So what do you want to do? You want to boost your HDL. What's the function of your HDL? The HDL circulates throughout your blood vessels and breaks apart deposits of LDL cholesterol and brings that LDL back to the liver to be recycled. And so what are some of the ways that you can support your HDL status? Olive oil. Olive oil's kind of been under assault the last few months, that it isn't necessarily the best oil of choice, and there are actually people out there suggesting that you might consume canola oil. Well, canola oil is a genetically modified seed, the rapeseed, and the rapeseed actually is poisonous. So canola is the oil from the rapeseed. Not a good choice. Olive oil, very, very good choice. Nuts, and you want to make sure that they are raw nuts. And when you're storing them in your home, you might consider keeping them for sure in the refrigerator, possibly in the freezer. And that's going to prevent the oxidation or any kind of damage to the fats contained in the oils. So walnuts, almonds, filberts, pecans, those would be the top choices for your excellent support to HDL. Fish. So wild caught Alaskan salmon, very important to be choosing wild caught fish. Things like sardines, anchovies, all of the very small fish full of high quality oils. Then what do you want to do to lower your LDL? LDL is, if there's LDL in your body, in your blood tests, that circulating level of LDL tends to be indicative of inflammation, because your body is producing the LDL in response to inflammatory processes in the interior of your blood vessels. And the LDL is sent out to that area of inflammation and is meant to act like a Band-Aid and cover up that inflammation. In covering up the inflammation, theoretically, the inflammation is meant to heal, but if you continue to consume fried foods, high sugar foods, even the non-caloric artificial sweeteners, anything, the white flour products, any of those choices tend to increase inflammatory processes within your body. Over-exercising without attending to proper fats, proper protein, and herbal substances that have the potential to reduce inflammation, all of those things tend to contribute to elevating your LDL. What can you do to reduce the LDL? Well, you might consider artichokes, eating artichokes on a regular basis, maybe taking an artichoke extract supplement. That can be very, very helpful for your LDL, maintaining a health-supporting level of LDL. Garlic, nuts and seeds. So think about sesame seeds. You could be putting sesame seeds in your salad. You could be putting sesame seeds in your smoothie. You could be putting sesame seeds in soups, all different ways of adding high quality beneficial fiber and fat that will ultimately lower LDL. Beans, very, very important, and a wide array of different choices of beans. So things you might experiment, go far beyond those garbanzo beans, the kidney beans. Think about adzuki beans. Think about great northern beans. So many different choices out there. Black beans, very, very helpful and full of really good nutrition. So you can mix those beans in with your vegetables as a base for soup. You can make hummus from any bean. It doesn't have to be garbanzo beans. So the mix of garlic, parsley, and beans, a little bit of sea salt, maybe a little bit of olive oil, fabulous nutrition to lower your LDL cholesterol. Now, what's one of that profile of fats often tested by your doctor, but unfortunately disregarded too many times? What am I talking about? I'm talking about triglycerides. So many times people's triglycerides are high and the only focus of the attention is on cholesterol. And I think that triglycerides have a very great potential for creating more problems. And what do you want to do to lower your triglycerides? Change your diet. No sugar, no artificial sweeteners. Stay away from bread, rolls, crackers, all of those starchy carbs. Those raise your triglycerides. What should you eat? Fish? All different kinds of very, very high quality fish and seafood, and eat your vegetables. One of the things that I came across that was very, very interesting was a study that was done in Germany with regard to long-term safety of multivitamins. And what they discovered is very, very safe over the long term, and that the multivitamins have this very economical way of filling nutrient gaps. 74% of the population in the study was low in vitamin D. Low in vitamin D means below 30, so outside of the reference range. 75% of the population in that study were below the generally regarded as the reference range of 30. 67% low in vitamin E, 46% low in magnesium, and 30% low in vitamin C. What's going on here? If we have almost half of the population dealing with a magnesium deficiency, what do you think is going on? They're dealing with arthritis. They're dealing with sleep issues. They're dealing with muscle spasms. So important to support your magnesium levels. And of course, we all know what the importance of vitamin C is. You want an easy way to take your vitamin C every single day? Try eating strips of those red or orange or yellow or even green peppers. So just a couple of those strips every day, very, very supportive of your vitamin C levels. Overall, the population is low on calcium, A, D, E, C, potassium, fiber, choline. And a lot of people would say, well, how could I be low in choline? I don't even think it's so very important. Choline's very important for function of your liver and function of your brain. So think how many people might be taking antidepressant drugs, how many people might be Very, very short in energy. Choline's part of that overall picture. And choline is also part of the picture of how triglycerides are going to function and that proper balance and be maintained in your body. And, of course, in addition, I mentioned it before, almost half the population in the study was low in magnesium. And you are skirting some potentially difficult areas with your heart when you are low in magnesium. And your sleep, your elimination, across the board, a wide number of different functions in your body, not up to par. And we are almost out of time here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I've been sitting in today for Dr. Herb Slavin. He will be returning on Wednesday to Natural Doc Radio. And in the meantime, consider giving Advanced Medical Testing Centers a call, 754-216-2332. And look for Janet's Best Formulas products at Greenlands, Toonies, all around here in South Florida. Thanks so much for tuning in to Natural Doc Radio. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.